What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome into the Right State of Mind podcast, back with another episode. We are back. I don't know why. Every time I say that, I think of the movie Hangover. We are back. Sorry, I'm very random, a little ridiculous at times. But anyway, we are back with another episode, man. Welcome back in. I'm happy to be back with y'all, riding solo today. So going to be a little bit of a shorter episode, so I won't take up too much of your time. I really appreciate y'all listening. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas holiday. Hope you spent some time with your family, with your loved ones, you know, got to get that quality time with them. And let's get back to business. Let's have a little fun. I've been waiting to do this episode. I really wanted to talk about effort today. You know, that's a topic that came to my mind probably like a week or so ago. And I really wanted to talk about that one a little bit, because I think it's a missed one sometimes these days. You know, I think it is, really. I think it's something that a lot of people don't really think about when you go, you know, in the world of trying to achieve goals and things like that. But before I get into that, I kind of just want to talk about it again, because I think it goes with this episode of the Right State of Mind podcast. Like, if you have been a long fan from day one, you know that I changed the name of the podcast to Right State of Mind podcast. And what went into that thought was, for me, not only as a therapist, but as just a person, as a human being, I strongly believe in the role that you're thinking and your, like, the way your thoughts play into how you feel and like the way you go about certain situations. You know, when you talk about cognitive behavioral therapy, that's what that's all about. Me as a person, kind of the way I was raised, it's in my DNA. So like your mind, the way you approach certain things, the way you view, the way you think about certain things, I believe plays a huge role into the outcome, into the way that you go about it, into the behavior that we all do. So that's kind of where that thought process came from when I said the Right State of Mind podcast, just because for me, any client that I have, any person that I ever talk to, like, I really just want to see you win. You know, that's really, I tell all my clients that I really just want to see you win. And what that means is, I just really, whatever goal you have, as long as you accomplish it, I'm happy. You know, as long as you're happy, I'm happy. And kind of the same thing with this podcast, man. I just want to, anybody who's ever listening to this, I just really want you to be the best version of yourself. And I think that all starts with your, you know, your mindset, you know, the way that you think, kind of the way you go about certain things. It's not the end all be all, but I think it plays a huge role into it. So that's kind of where the name of the podcast came from. But it also goes into this episode when you talk about effort, because usually, I mean, anybody who comes to me, they came to me for a reason. As a therapist, they usually have some sort of goal in mind, something that they want to change, something that they want to do. And I think a lot of us are like that, right? I think a lot of us have certain goals that we have, certain things that we're trying to achieve. You know, I always think of myself, my goal is to be the best possible version of myself. That's my goal, whatever that is. Whatever I'm set to be, whatever I'm meant to be, the kind of person I'm meant to be, I really just want to be the best possible version of that. The same thing in my line of work. I really just want to be the best possible therapist I can be. That's just me. I don't know if everybody else is like that, but that's definitely the way I am. So with you, I hope that's the way you are. And what goes along with that is effort, man. So to start, I'll talk just a little bit about like what that means to me, because effort's one of those things where, you know, people have different views on it. You know, someone might look at it one way versus the other person. You know, for me, the way I look at it, I'm sure not everybody thinks the same way I do. So it'd be interesting to see the different viewpoints. But when I think of effort, so for me as a person, I think of the type of energy and the amount of work that I put towards something that I'm trying to achieve. That's what I think of when I think of effort, when it goes into something. Because we live in a very instant gratification kind of world. Everything, you know, short span of attention. You know, we're trying to achieve something and we want the quick fix right now if it's going to happen. So a lot of times that sort of thing can kind of play into the type of effort that you put into something. And for me, when I think about the type of work and energy, that can go both ways. You know, for this podcast, we talk about personal development. That's kind of what this whole thing is about. you know, so effort can go for that. And also, I also want to look at it from a professional standpoint. Now, what I mean by that is just your line of work, whatever you do that you consider your work or profession, whatever that is, because I'm sure we all have goals in that too, whatever our, whether it's a skill, whether it's a hobby, a craft, or just a job, whatever, whatever floats your boat. I think about effort in those two categories. So I think when you go into it, when if those are two things that you're trying to improve, I'm trying to improve my personal development. I'm trying to improve the type of person that I am, me being the best person that I can be. What does that mean when I think of effort that goes along with that? You know, I think for me, the effort that goes into that is thinking of that end goal, whatever it is, and not stopping until I get it, until I can achieve it, until I can one day look and say, I'm here. Whether that's, you know, whatever time that is, because, you know, we all have different timetables. So I think one of the biggest things that's a struggle for people that goes into that is overcoming challenges. I think overcoming challenges is a huge one, because a lot of times, as we know, we can set goals and we can talk about what I want to be, what I want to accomplish, the type of person I want to be. Now, I don't know about you guys, but for me, there's always some kind of curveball in there, right? Like there's always some sort of challenge or hiccup that, you know, makes it a little harder than I first thought of when I, you know, set out to achieve this goal. And I think that's the thing for everybody. I don't know a lot of people who can say, yo, I had a goal and I had a goal and I achieved it with no kind of challenges, with no hiccups. Everything just went smooth as can be. I don't really know a lot of people like that. Maybe y'all do. I don't. Usually there's some sort of hiccup. There's some sort of challenge that comes into, you know, trying to achieve a goal. So for me, it's like when you think of effort, that's something that you have to overcome. That's something that you have to like keep pushing, because it's going to happen. Matter of fact, for me, I kind of go into it expecting some sort of challenge, and it's never easy. You know, that's just the way it is. Like it's not going to be an easy thing. So when that challenge comes, you can kind of understand that it's part of the journey versus just, you know, something to stop you. So don't let challenges and hiccups, you know, affect your effort that you put into something. Because there's a lot of people who fold when they face any kind of challenge. You know, if you face a challenge and a hiccup, there's a good number of people who look at that as a stopping point. Like, oh, I guess it's done. Can't do it. It's over with. No, I think when it comes to effort, you really got to learn how to overcome challenges and learn how to keep it moving, just to keep it moving. You know, so that's, you know, and it's so funny because I think when you talk about personal goals that goes along with your career, it's very, very, very similar. You know, think of anybody who's in any career. You know, that's the funny thing I think about all the time. When I see a success story, maybe a famous musician or a famous athlete, somebody like that, it's easy to look at them at the highest point of their life, whether they, you know, are super successful, they got it going on, anything like that. It's easy to look at that person and just admire them and say, man, I wish I had that. Or, man, they, you know, they have it made. You know, they are living the good life. That sort of thing. A thought that crosses my mind all the time is like, you don't know the person's backstory though. You know, I don't know the person's backstory. I don't know what they did to get here. You know, as far as musicians, I always think about how many long nights in the studio did they put in to be here? The same thing with athletes. I think about all the practice time that they put in to be here. I don't think it's a coincidence that they're just here and they're great at what they do. I think about the effort that they put into it. And I'm sure along that journey, there were obstacles, there were challenges, there were things that probably at one point in time made them really, really consider quitting, really consider quitting. And I think about, what if they would have just quit though? You know, if they had that moment come, and what if they would have just said, you know what, I guess it ain't for me, and just stopped. We wouldn't know who that person is today. Again, you can literally fill in the blank with this stuff, like as far as a person. any famous musician, any famous athlete, any famous business person. They're all. If you ask anybody who's successful, sit them down and ask, hey, was your journey easy? Did everything go your way? You know, did you put in a little bit of effort? I promise you they would say no. So one of the things I want you to think about and take away from this podcast is when it comes to effort, like, don't do the common thing that I see in the world today. Don't expect maximum benefit with minimal effort. I think that's a thing that I'm not going to speak for everybody, but I think a lot of people do that. We want the maximum benefit of something. I want this nice thing, whether it's a nice house, a nice job title, a nice car, whatever it is. A lot of people want the nicest thing, but they don't really want to put the work in to get it. Make it make sense to me, because I swear it don't make sense to me. So somebody, like, when you think about that, you got to look at it and say, like, whatever my goal is, this is a question I want you to ask yourself. Whatever my goal is, ask yourself, am I putting in the maximum effort to achieve this set goal, whatever it is? And if that's a question where you can answer yes, I salute you. Like, I'm proud of you. Keep it up. Keep doing it. Because even if you haven't achieved it yet, I promise you, you will. If you keep working hard at something and you put in that maximum effort, it's only a matter of time before you achieve it. You just got to understand that the timeline may not be the timeline that you had in your head. You know? So you got to understand that. Like, our timelines, nobody said our timeline was the end all be all. And it was a guarantee that it was going to happen like that. So don't let the timeline and it's not going the way that you thought, let that stop you. And then if you answer that question no, I'm not here to beat you up. Hey, you know, this podcast is all about personal development. Again, back to what I said in the beginning, I want to see you win. So if you answer that question no, you know, you join a lot of people. I've answered that question no many times in my life. And I look at it as just a reality check. Because with this, you really got to be honest with yourself and ask yourself these type of questions and not just say something because you want to feel good, but say, you know what? I haven't been putting in the best effort to achieve this goal. So if you said no, just look at it as a moment in truth, a moment in time. I'm going to look at this as an indication of I got some more work to do. I can work a little bit harder here. And let's work a little bit harder. That's all. We can still do this. Come on, baby. You can still do it. So don't look at it as a bad thing. Just look at it as a moment, a reality moment of now I can start getting it together and this is what I need to do. So personal, professional, you know, it really goes hand in hand. But when you think about effort, I just really want you to think of being the best possible version of yourself and the energy and the time that you're putting in to achieve those goals. And I promise you, again, a lot of times that journey isn't as smooth as we thought it was going to be. But it can still be a journey that ends up as a success story. So when you think about that, and I think intention, now if you heard me talk before, you know I love that word. You got to be intentional about this stuff. You got to really sit down and ask yourself, how am I going to go about this? So looking at some strategies of how you're going to achieve this thing, and some of the things I think about are setting realistic goals for yourself. You know, don't set yourself up for failure by setting a goal that's too big. Not realistic. And time management is another one that is super, super important, because we live in a very fast paced world. And I don't know about you guys, but a lot of times I set a goal and I look up and a month has passed by and I haven't really went about it the way I wanted to go about it. So really being mindful and managing your time effectively to kind of achieve this stuff is a super important one. And then again, you know, there's going to be some challenges. So building some resilience, you know, and grit, you got to be able to overcome some setbacks. You got to be able to adjust to some curveballs. And if you can do those things, I think you have a really good chance. I'm not going to guarantee anything, but I think you have a really, really good chance of achieving whatever goal that you have for yourself. So again, flying solo. So I'm going to keep it short. I'm going to wrap it up right here, man. If you take anything away from this episode, just take it away. Like, whatever you have in life, whatever your goal is right now, ask yourself, am I putting the most amount of effort that I can into achieving this goal? And if you're not, hopefully this podcast will help you start doing that, you know, because I promise you, like, you can do it. That's the thing. I know this world's a lot of ups, downs, all arounds, as I call it, but you can do it. So think about the effort. Think about your goal that you set for yourself. And I promise you, if you put the maximum amount of effort into whatever you're trying to achieve, you know, the chances of you achieving it are very high. So love y'all, man. Listen, all your support means everything to me. So rate, review, subscribe to the podcast, support it on social media, Right State of Mind Pod on Instagram, Right State of Mind Podcast on TikTok. Love y'all. Y'all keep me going. So your energy, I feed off of it. I promise you. But until next time, man, that's it for this episode. I'll see y'all next time. Peace.